Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men believe God's word, not their lying eyes. Of course, I know that statement demands an explanation, but you'll see what I mean in just a minute. This week on Real Men Check-In, I want to read to you from Genesis chapter 12 during Abram, who later became Abraham's journey to Egypt. Earlier in the same chapter in verse 2, God makes one of the most famous and greatest promises that can ever be bestowed upon a human being. And he says to Abram, "I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." Wow. Now, does it get any better than that? Imagine God saying that directly to you. How would that make you feel? Joyful, maybe faithful, pleased, courageous, confident? How about all of those? Now, I'm sure Abram felt the same way. At least we know he accepted and obeyed God after he received that promise because he was willing to go and do whatever God told him to do without even having a clear destination. He even built altars to God during this journey as a display of worship and praise and giving honor to God. But wouldn't you? Well, if you continue reading in the same chapter, no less, down in verse 10, the scripture reads this. "Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. It came about when he came near to Egypt that he said to Sarai, his wife, 'See now that I know that you are a beautiful woman. And when the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say that you are my sister so that it may go well with me because of you, and that I may live on account of you.' It came about when Abram came into Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. Pharaoh's officials saw her and praised her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. Therefore, he treated Abram well for her sake and gave him sheep and oxen and donkeys and male and female servants and female donkeys and camels. But the Lord struck Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Then Pharaoh called Abram and said, 'Dude,'" now he didn't say dude, "but what is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say that she's my sister so that I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife, take her and go.' Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they escorted him away with his wife and all that belonged to him." Now, are you kidding me? After receiving that awesome promise from God, Abram allowed fear to creep in as he approached Egypt, and he lied. And he immediately went from receiving God's promise to punking out. Now, it makes no sense, but in spite of Abram's fear and his lie, God's perfect plan still wasn't altered. It never is. But that doesn't erase the fact that Abram, who God loved and revered, responded somewhat like a coward. I really couldn't understand it until I examined my own life through the lens of Abram. Now, how many times has God deposited a word and a promise in me, and I allowed fear, doubt, and discouragement to come in, questioning myself? Maybe I missed God on that. Why has God taken so long? Well, maybe if I just did that, it would speed up the process. Maybe I just need to give God a little nudge. Yes, I know God told me this, but I think I may have a better way. Now, I don't know about you, but maybe you've done it too. Now, I had to learn, just like Abram did, even if we wanted to, we can't alter God's plans because they're perfect. No matter what we see, what we hear, or what we think, or what others may see, hear, or think, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." See, the truth of the matter is we have nothing to fear because we have a God who goes before us. He's got our backs. And when our backs are against the wall, God is either going to command us to either go, say no, or be still and just trust him. Jesus was the perfect example of this. When the Father gave him his instructions and plans for his life, Jesus didn't necessarily like it, but Jesus definitely didn't try to change it. And neither should we, because real men trust God's plan and their faith, not their fears. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share the episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Also, do us a huge favor. Take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and exponentially grow the podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And if you'd rather drop us an email, you can do that too. Just email us at realmenconnect@gmail.com. That's realmenconnect@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening and for making us the number one podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, keep subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, be blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.